Frank Drake says among those associated with that area close to Bees Recycling in St. Thomas were very unhappy that they've had to put up with yet another fire at that plant. Though he doesn't live in the area, he says his 83-year-old mother does.
We actually had town planning that issued a notice to the proprietors of the facility and indicated that the facility had to be was not zoned for that. The area is not zoned for that, and it was supposed to be revert to agriculture, meaning that they were supposed to start dismantling all of these, you know, these vehicles and tires and all of the hazardous materials that they have in and around the area. And that was about, I think that was about 6 years ago. Nothing has been done. Every day, more and more material is delivered to the facility. You can see from my window and see, more and more metal being delivered, old cars, buses, trucks, whatever the case may be. They're coming constantly during the course of the day, and there is a machine that actually takes them and pushes them higher and higher because the facility is now so full that it can't accommodate anything unless you continue to push them up. So the stop notice or whatever it was that was issued by the town planning has never been adhered to. It has never been, they have never acted on it. So nothing has changed since this entire episode. And we received, and the residents received a notice from town planning indicating that they had issued a notice, and nothing has happened. So what has happened, what continues to happen, is that more material keeps going into the facility on a daily basis. It is not regulated, so there is no regulatory process around hazardous material going in. Whether if you're taking a car in, should it have tires on it? Should the tires be removed? If a fridge goes in, should it be, should you take stuff off the fridge? I am not aware of any of that being done. And you can see persons bringing material into the facility day in, day out. And it has never, and this is an agricultural area. This is an area that is zoned. When we bought these properties, we couldn't even build an additional house on these on it because that was zoned agriculture. So right now you have about 12 acres of an area that is zoned agriculture with a dump, basically, because that's what it is. It's a metal dump and a plastic recycle facility taking up 12 acres of Reese Road. And that has never, and nobody seems to be, to want to take it. To take action.
MP for St. Thomas, Cynthia Ford, is equally frustrated at their failure to get the authorities to take action since the first big fire that occurred there in 2013.
So I am going to pursue it again with vigor, I must tell you, because I do not feel that people should be disenfranchised in this way, especially when they work so hard, and most of the people who are here that are now being immediately impacted upon are persons who had gone up to England and the United States and worked in the sun and the rain and the snow to be able to build a home and to be able to do their own agriculture with all kinds of animals in their yard, trying to make a dollar bill in their old age. And they're being overlooked all the time, and hardly anybody's giving us any answers. I feel their pain, I must tell you, because I'm in it with them, and I'm imagining, were I in this position, having worked and helped to build my house, what answers would a government give me? What answers would these regulatory bodies give me when I'm trying to find out why we will have to suffer in this way?
Ms. Ford adds,
I pray to God that we'll be able to get it resolved, and I am not backing off despite whatever government is there, because I believe that people should be empowered, and that people's voices should be heard, and that they should be able to live in peace and unity with a clean environment. And that has not been happening for the past couple of years. And I'm going to continue to work as assiduously as I can, because that is why people have lent me the support, and that is why people relied on me to take the messages and to take their problems and to see how we can get resolution to them.
Here's a Sagicore tip. In every success story, you'll find someone who's made a courageous decision, like buying a small business policy package. Contact your Sagicore financial advisor for more information.